Wow. Boker Tov. Today is Yom Chamishi, Shabbat Kodesh, Yod BeKislev. So I wanted to speak a little bit about, you know, not what you think I'm going to speak about, but you know, today is a legal holiday. Depending on who you ask, it's a civil versus a pagan holiday, but that's a totally different story altogether. I wanted to speak about, you know, just nothing to do really with today, but being as such that our name, as our, you know, the name Yehudim, Bnei Israel, the main tenet or the main fundamental point of a Jewish person is really the fact that Yehudim, Yehuda, was called, when Yaakov Avinu blessed Yehuda, he says, Yehuda, ata yoducha achecha. Now, your brothers will yoducha, which means they will agree with you. We find the word hoda'a in two contexts in Lashon HaKodesh. Lehodot can mean to thank, and lehodot can also mean to admit. Now, it's not for naught. There's very, very, it's not just a synonym. It's exactly the same word. Hoda'a, hoda'a, thanks, or admittance. So what's pshat? In general, we know that the Gemara teaches us that Paro, we're going to see in Parashat Shemot, says, Mi Hashem asher ishma'a bekolo. It started off as how? Paro didn't wake up one morning and said, who is God? Vayakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada'at yisrael. There's machloket exactly how to understand the Gemara, right? There's a Gemara in Sota. Aval, yeah, and whether melech hadash mamash, nitchashu gezerotav Rabu Shmuel, but at the end of the day, he acted in a way that completely negated all of the favors that Yosef HaTzadik did for him. And he saved him, he saved his country, he saved his whole malchut. He could have easily ratted him out because according to the laws of Mitzrayim, he had to know 70 languages and he didn't. So Yosef easily could have overthrown him, become the king, and threw him to the dogs. But he didn't. The Gemara says from here, we learn from Paro, Kol ha-kofer betovato shel chavero, sofo lichfor betovo shel makom. Which means that if a person doesn't learn to appreciate the good of his friend, which means if a person's not makir tova to his friend, eventually he will come to not appreciate or to be completely ungrateful to the favors and to the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to him as well. And that's what happened with Paro. It started with Yosef and ended with God Almighty. It's a big zach. Why is it, you think, that in Lashon HaKodesh we find that the words hoda'a and hoda'a, thanks and admittance, are one and the same? It takes a man to realize and to appreciate the favors that people do for us. And many times the problem is that we are creatures of habit. We just had a shmooze about this the other week, about midat ha-istaglut, right? If you remember, the complacency chubam factor, which is that people get used to certain things and they take certain things for granted. I saw the other day, what an unbelievable vart. There's a Sefer Musar, Or Letzion Chochma Musar. It's written by Agon Chacham Ben Tzion, one of my favorite Sefer Musar. And it's really, I can hear Chacham Ben Tzion talking out of the book. So, huh? Zichron Hadassah. He wrote that in memory of his wife. So, anyway, so he writes over there, he has a chapter on Shalom Bayit. It's a chapter on Torah, on Chinuch HaYiladim, and he has a chapter on Shalom Bayit too. So whether or not you're married, if you're married, it's a good refresher, and if you're not married, it's a good preparation. As Katuv Shama, he says that sometimes a person in marriage, although, okay, don't get me wrong, there has to be a normal, logical divvying up of responsibilities in marriage. You know, only in Mitzrayim did the, you know, what was the Avodat Parech? Midrash says, what was the back-breaking labor that Paro imposed on Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim? That they did opposite works. The men worked the women's jobs, and they put the women in Neodama, and they put the men in the kitchen, and the women in construction.
Now people willingly do that.
Yeah, so then, aval mikol makom, whatever floats people's boats, zeto, you know, different strokes for different folks. But the point is, you got to be normal about, you know, dividing responsibilities. I don't believe I hear this a lot. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes couples come and they say, you know, he does this and I do that. And why is it supposed to be this way? And there has to be full equality. Let's get something straight. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us equally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us differently. Different physical bodies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with different character traits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us different, with different emotions and different needs and different, many different things.
It says in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, there's different.
It says you can't force your work to do work on Rosh Chodesh except Tzorchei Havayah.
Yeah, so again, no, you know.
Is that right?
Figures. Anyway.
I think the Rambam still was. Fair doesn't mean equal.
Yeah, fair doesn't mean equal. Correct doesn't mean smart. Yeah, there's a saying, and again, this is not a Shalom Bayit class, but at the end of the day, in Hebrew, there's a saying, "Al tiyeh chacham, tiyeh tzodek, tiyeh chacham." Yeah, don't be right. Be smart. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's okay. Same thing. Mikol makom. Yeah, that's how road rage ends.
Yeah.
There's road rage in marriage too, unfortunately. So you know that? There's road rage. Yeah. Aval, yes, you have to divvy up responsibilities. In Malagid. Says Chaim Tzion and Or Letzion. But don't ever, ever, you come home, you know, after a long day of work or learning or whatever it is, a person comes home and he sits down and he has dinner. Sometimes there are people that sit down, first thing they do is eat and whatever. They eat and then they go and, you know, on their merry way. He says, what do you think? Your wife is a shifcha? You think she works for you? No, I work hard and I'm out all day and I deserve a good meal. Miata. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, me and I, what do you think? You think it's hakarat tov? A woman sits there, you think the meal made itself in 5 minutes? I'm just giving a very small example. It takes time. If you think about it for a second, put yourself in your wife or future wife's shoes for a moment. Sometimes a meal can take hours to prepare. You know that. Especially if it's gondi. You know what I'm saying? It's like a Shabbat food, whatever. Yeah. For today, we have turkey gondi. So, mikol makom. No, it's not. It is?
Yeah.
I thought it's chicken.
Yeah, the beef one isn't good.
Bemet?
I've never had gondi chicken.
No way.
I've
eaten. No, the beef one is
stomach. I thought it was a
tahutata. Huh? No, I think
like
Mike. I think he's a
higher level. If you go on higher levels, it's a meatball.
Yeah. Okay. So,
about.
Da yachshem atach. Is that a tough subject? Shailot. Alta, I say kushiyot. Yes, he says. Maran zechon rochay used to say that. So you think you ever ask your wife? I asked my wife once. Said you spend hours and hours on end sometimes cooking. Yeah. Average. I'm not talking about a Shabbat meal. Shabbat meal takes a little bit longer. During the week, how long does it take to eat an average dinner?
10 minutes.
10 minutes is long.
Yeah.
And I'm saying 10 minutes is a lot. Why do you put yourself through that? You ever think why would they put themselves through such a thing in order to, and even if you don't have a wife, you have a mom. Yeah? And especially if you forget it. Right? The kids come home, they're expecting. Yeah, there's dinner. What's for dinner tonight? Mom, what's for dinner? What's for breakfast? What's for lunch? What's for dinner? This is a 7-Eleven pool. So he says, why? What's the answer to that? The answer to that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created women especially, but anybody really, but especially women, with that need, with that chishik, they are willing to slave for hours on end to get one word, one good word. And that can mamash make their day. You can take hours of time and effort that were you know, used over here, and tell them, thank you, wow, it was mamash delicious, I appreciate it, thank you so much. And it makes everything worth it. Why? Because words have the power to be mechayametim. Mamash kacha. Words have the power to take a person, and it's not a joke. The Gemara says, Masechet Nedarim, Daf Mem. So we said a few weeks ago, Parashat Vayera, when we gave a shir on Bikur Cholim, Rabbi Akiva, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, nobody went to do Bikur Cholim. Mamash on the verge of death, he went. You know, he went, he sat down, he spoke to him a little bit, cleaned up a little bit. The guy got better. The guy was about to die. Why? Because he sat down and he spoke to him. He spoke to him. Words have the power to be mechayim etim mamash. The power, what's the distinction between behemot and people? Forget about Am Yisrael for a second. The koach ha-dibur, the sechen, what's the, what's the, what's the nafkamina of the sechem? The fact ruach vahi adam lenefesh chayal leruach memalela. The only thing that differentiates us between animal between us and animals is the koach hadibur. If a person doesn't use his koach hadibur for the positive, then what difference is there between him and a behema? That leads Chacham Ben Sion to the, he says, it's a person, most Shlom Bayit issues. Now again, this is not a Shlom Bayit class, but most issues happen as a result of not stopping to think for a second. One second. You don't work for him, and she says, well, give me a credit card. I have to go to the, you know, malls are closed. I have to swipe it on the Amazon. What am I, an ATM? Mazin. I work. You have to work. Ma, ta panasa, you sign the ketubah. Ma. Nobody works for anybody. It has to, that's the beauty of marriage and the beauty of such relationships is that it's, that each party gives to one another. Agon Rav Dessler in Mechtav Meliyahu has a wonderful essay about this. And he says, what is the strongest, closest relationship in life? Or not closest, closest obviously is between Ish Lishto. But what is the relationship with the most unconditional love under the sun? Parents to children. Everything else is conditional. Even husband and wife, we work a lifetime to achieve between spouses unconditional love. But that's a fight. That's an uphill battle. Meaning you got to really work at it. The only one relationship under the sun that from the onset is unconditional, and no matter what happens, it always stays unconditional, is parents to children. So much so that the Gemara, in the beginning of Sechet Pesachim, the Bet Amud Bet, the Gemara brings down, the Tosfot brings down over there also, the Gemara brings down another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Im Zarecha Alav HaShemesh, right, and Damim Lo, which means that you're not allowed to, we know, in general, the Torah says a law in Parashat Mishpatim of Baba Machteret. Rifai, what's the Adin of Baba Machteret? You remember the Ganav?
I haven't done it in Gemara, but
I've done it in... Yeah, Adin Hazeh. Yeah, if he comes, if you have a Ganav, who comes tunneling in the middle of the night? He says, if according to Torah law, if a person sticks you up, you can't kill him. Give him your money. There's one exception to the law, which is Baba Machteret. If a person in the dead of night comes and he tunnels, trying to break into your house, the halacha is you're allowed to kill him. Why is that? The Torah understood that when he's tunneling to get in, he will do everything in his power to get your money. A person, the Torah knew that a person doesn't stand idly by when you try to mug him. A person's going to try to defend himself and to defend his money. And the ganav wants your money, so he is willing to kill you to get your money. So the Torah understood that when he's tunneling, not only is a ganav, he's also rotzeach. And therefore, what comes the deen? Haba le'orgecha, hashkem le'orgo. That if somebody comes to kill you, you kill him first. Says the Gemara. There's only one exception to that rule. What's the exception to that rule? Father to son. That if the father becomes a ganav, if the father's tunneling to break in to the son's house in the dead of night, and the son sees him, he's not allowed to kill him. He can defend himself, whatever, but he's not allowed to kill his father. Why? One second, but if your father's coming to kill you, are you allowed to defend yourself? Bivadai. What's the answer? Over here, the chazakah is a father doesn't kill his son. You might want to, Hashem Yirachem, you might want to, he might get to a point, chas v'shalom, where he feels the need to rob his son, but to kill him, rachamei ha'aval ben, he's not going to do it. That's called unconditional love. Says Mechtav Meliyahu, you ever wonder how that kind of relationship came about? How is it that such an unconditional, loving relationship came about? It just popped in? Oh. So says Mechtav Meliyahu, it is built on a culture of netina, which means from the second this child is born, right? Remember, child is born as an invalid, right? Lahavdin, can't do anything. A child cannot do anything. Can't even ask for what he needs. He has to cry. And guess what? A Kadosh Baruch Hu gives parents, especially mothers, intuition to understand, oh, the kid's crying like this, it means he's hungry. That pitch, it means he's tired. That pitch, it means he soiled his diaper, right? Atar's dead. Yeah. But mothers, shtabach shemo, look what I asked my wife sometimes with when the kids were she's hungry. How do you know? I used to have this. My mother's tibriya. She had the same thing. This is like really a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them such gifts. Nifla'ot HaBoreh. Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created intuition by Nashim. This was funny. In our old house, when I was growing up, before I was married, so even back then, we had a pretty impressive sperm collection. So, you know, that was mostly my doing, but in my old house. So sometimes when we were upstairs sleeping in the middle of the night, so something would fall, and something, you hear like a boom in the middle of the night, and my mother would say, this fell. That sefer fell on this side of the house. They have this like, yeah. Yes, she was always right. It was like a zach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a certain binah yetirah. It's not for stam. Aval mikol makom. You have from the second the child is born. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a natural thing. As difficult as it is to get up early in the morning and just be up all night and colic and deal with all these things. Yeah, aval mikol makom. You do it out of love. Who told you to do it? Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu nata'a etze babriya. What do you get back? What do you get back from the kids? You pray, you know, three times a day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol halev. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dachilak, be'ezrat Hashem. When they get older, they give me 1 ounce of nachat. Al hatzad yoter tov, they give you nachat, whatever. You're not expecting anything chazara. And many times, people, how many times do you hear that people have Hashem Erachim problems with their chinuch habanim? And then they have, you know, chutzpah and a lack of nachat v'zeh. Does that make people stop? Does that make parents stop giving? Mapitom. Why? Because it's a cycle of giving. You keep on doing it and doing it and doing it. And then no matter what the kid does to you, you'll never stop loving him. And that, you know what's so special about that relationship? That relationship is the most reminiscent of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why?
Not Ishvishto.
Ishvishto also. Shir HaShirim, nechon. Aval mikol makom. You know, most of the time, yes, Shir HaShirim is dedicated to us comparing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to many things. Ishvishto, like in Shir HaShirim. But usually, you know, Avinu Malkenu. Right? There's many different relationships. Yeah, Kerachem Aval Banim. And how is that? There are many times that if a spouse does something to another spouse, there are certain times where it's unforgivable. Correct? And even in halacha, there are certain things in halacha among spouses that are halachically unforgivable. By av livno, by a father to a child, is there anything that's not unforgivable? Ah, see what? Yeah. No matter what the child does, and we revisit this every time we do tshuva, especially during Chodesh Elul, Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Why? We harp on, you know, on this nekuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're our father. And if a person, chas v'shalom, lo alenu v'lo alechim, has a child who strays, and eventually, what will a father not do in order to return his child to the fold? Nothing. He won't spare any expense. And if there's another individual that, let's say the father can't get through to the child, and there's another individual who steps in and intervenes and helps bring the child back, how much hakarat hatov will the father have to that individual? Infinite. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children sometimes stray. Guess what? On different levels. But you know what? Every time we want to come back, we invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your Avinu Malkeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what we do, even if we stray the furthest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you're our father. And by definition, a father means you love us unconditionally no matter what we do to you. No matter how much chutzpah we have. No matter what avonot we do. Hashem, by virtue of the fact that you're our father, you have to take us back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it every time because he loves us unconditionally. The level of unconditional love that's the very first exposure to that kind of unconditional love we have in the world is to our parents. And that imbues in us hakarat hatov. Now, why am I bringing this up today? Because I want to speak a little bit past the superficial perception of I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. Thankful is a nice word. It's a cliche. You know what I'm saying? A person has to really, in order to feel, I'm not going to get into the, you know, into the underpinnings, to the halachic underpinnings right now of Thanksgiving. Maybe that will be in the next year. But the point is, it's not enough just to sit around the table and say, oh, you know, I'm thankful to God for this. I'm not thankful. Talk is cheap. A person has to act in a manner that's reminiscent of that thanks. A person has to conduct himself. A person has to conduct his life. לעולם ידם ירשמיים, בסתר, אשכנזים say בסתר ובגלוי. ספרדים, עדות המזרח, we say, כבגלוי. Which means a person has to be as ירשמיים. In private, as he is in public. In public, ישתבח שמו. זהו. ועמך כולם צדיקים. In private, that's already a different story. הגמרא, in מסכת ברכות, דווקא זין ומובית, הגמרא says a story of רבן יוחנן בן זכאי on his deathbed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was passing away, and his talmidim surrounded him, and they said, Rebbe, give us a beracha. So what did he tell them? Yiratzon shimura shamayim alechim kimura basar vadam. He says, right, he was, first of all, there's an introduction to that story. He was crying, and said, Rebbe, why are you crying? So he's going, you know, I can't, he says, if I was going in front of a human king, I'd just give a little bit of, you know, especially in Venezuela, just give a little, you know. Akol besed. He says, I'm going to makom shel, you know, olam ha'emet, ze lo tzfok. And then they said, Baruch Hashem, he says, Yei Ratzon, that you should have as much fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the fear, or not necessarily fear, but you should try to impress HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way you try to impress other people. He said, Rabbeinu, ad kan, zeo, that's what you have to say? Huh? Well, he said, ulevai. Told him, if only we could reach that. And you know what? That's a really guiding principle in our lives. Let's talk. You know, people's entire lives depend on how to impress other people, right, Matt? No. I'm saying people's entire lives. Think about it. The place, the home they live in, the car they drive, the kind of smachot they make, the clothes they wear. Almost everything and anything that many, many people do is not even for themselves. People live in a way that's supposed to impress, or, you know, it's supposed to please other people's perception of themselves. That's how we live. You know what? Some people more, some people less. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, Halevai, that your life should revolve around impressing a Kadosh Baruch Hu the same way it revolves around impressing other people. It's a big vark. It's a very, very deep thing. It's a little talk. So when a person sits around these things, yeah, okay, you know what, I'm not, yes dinner, no dinner, okay, you know, chicken gandhis, turkey gandhis, that's already a different story, whatever it is, yeah. Moshe, you ever heard of turkey gandhi? It's chicken, right? Okay. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, aval mikol makom da'at maran shulchan aruch is that off lo tzarich misora le'da'at maran off ne'echal besimanim le'da'at maran shulchan aruch an off tahor, as long as it has the simanim that are brought down by the Torah, even if it's even if it's not something that we necessarily have a tradition about, the off is kashir. That's why there's all sorts of exotic birds that Ashkenazim wouldn't be able to eat. By the way, there's a machloket among the Ashkenazim, many Ashkenazim until today. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky spoke about it, and others do not eat turkey because turkey was a North American, forget about Thanksgiving now. I'm talking about in general, they don't eat turkey because it's a North American bird. They didn't have turkeys in Europe. So because of that, they had, huh? There's no Misurah, and therefore, yeah, well, Rav Moshe is a little bit more mekel than Rav Yaakov, but there are many families, keilot among the Ashkenazim today, that still don't touch it because there's no Misurah. Aval le'da'at Maran, lo tzarech Misurah. According to Shulchan Aruch, all you need is Simanim. What's the only thing that even according to Shulchan Aruch requires Misurah and Simanim is not enough? Chagavim, grasshoppers. Anyway, good to be a Temanim Moroccan right now. Anyway, Temanim have... Moroccans, some of them have. I've never eaten a grasshopper though. Aval, mikol makom, they say it tastes like chicken. And that's what they say. Rabotai. Yeah, there's plenty. Yeah. No, you have a Mashiach. You're gonna. These are things that we're gonna have to know. Yeah. There's a mitzvah, by the way. One of the mitzvot of the Torah is to identify simane behemak shira, simane of, simane chagavim. Yeah, there's a mitzvah to identify these, you know, these kosher simanim. Anyway, Mashiach is going to come, and that's going to be, you know, you're going to ask for. Yeah, you're going to get everything. You can ask for, you know, a schnitzel with a side of grasshoppers. Anyway, mikol makom rabotai. A person has to be aware and not just think to himself, you know, thankful min ha-safa v'lachutz. Lip service does nobody any good. It's got to be really, really sincere on the inside. The essence of every Jew is to be thankful. And thankful, appreciative, doesn't mean saying it. It means really feeling it deep down. Appreciating deep down. Taking nothing for granted. Taking things for granted is the exact, it's the antithesis of appreciation. Everything and anything, whether it's your friends, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your parents, your children, you have to be thankful for anything. There's nobody that we cross paths with in this world that does some sort of tova for us, does us good, that you shouldn't mamash and feel indebted. Why do you think people, this gets back to what I was saying before, why do you think in Lashon HaKodesh, hoda'a and hoda'a, thanks and admission are the same thing? Because in order to thank somebody, you first have to come to the realization, you have to admit that he did something good for you. And that's not fun. You know why? Because in a person's psyche, a person likes to feel omnipotent, which we know we're not. We know we're all worthless. But a person likes to feel, you know, big and strong. When you know that you're contingent on somebody else's favors, then what? Then you don't feel all big and strong. And that's why it's so hard to thank people. Because, oh, I need you. If I need you, then that means there must be some chiseron. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get used to thanking people. You know why? Because that's the first step in realizing that you have chiseronot. That's the first step in realizing that you do lack. You do require, you are contingent on other people. And once you get used to the fact that you're contingent on other people, says the Gemara, kol ha-kofer betovato shel chavero, sofo lichfor betovato shel makom. If a person doesn't feel indebted to people, forget about indebted, but appreciative to other people, eventually what? He'll also deny the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? I can handle it myself. I got this, Hashem. Ze kofer ze. When you get used to it with other people, I say thank you. I realize that I'm lacking something that you, I had a void that you filled. Once you get used to doing that, it's so much easier to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that I realize that I require other people, klapei you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing. Without you, I can't get off the ground. Without you, I can't wake up in the morning, literally. So that is what the Torah perspective to, not the holiday, obviously, but the term Thanksgiving is all about. Why ma kavana? So, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look at him and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am nothing. Garnished, en klum. When a person realizes that, you're able to, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so many times a day. Everything we do, every time you make a bracha, every time you say a tefillah, anything you do is always about thanks and realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tovot. So that's one of the, why do you think we're called Yehudim? Without hoda'a, without that admission, and without that thanks, can't get off the ground. No, I believe in God. It's wonderful that you believe in God, but you have to believe that God makes the world go round, and you have to believe that without God, you're nothing. And many people sometimes forget the fact that they're not in the driver's seat. I give this mashal all the time because I love it. You know, sometimes in the mall, you can rent these carriages, these strollers for the kids. It's like a Flintstones car, and it has a handle in the back. Tovma, the kid sits there, right in the car, and he's got the steering wheel. It even has a horn. You can, like, a little beep, whatever. And he's driving, he's turning, whatever, and the kid feels good about himself. Why? He's driving the car. If you just stop for a second and turn around, you would see that his parents pushing from behind. But he doesn't, he knows in the back of his mind that his parents there, but he still feels like he's in the driver's seat. He's saying, that's a kid, we skin. Ay, Rabotai. Even sometimes you can have 80, 90, 120-year-old kids. Yeah? Sometimes you can have a kid. Lo yodea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pulling the strings. Ever see a puppet show? Right? This way, that way, whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pulling the strings. Matos tzitzchok. I bought, I sold, I signed, I made the deal, I broke the deal, I came, I bought, I bid mazeh. Zeh kol shtiyot, zeh kol hevel avanim. Person has to come to the realization she'en lanu krum, ve'en lanu al mi le'yishayen, elo al avinu shebashamayim. We have nothing in this world. There's nothing that we have without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu infusing us with every breath of life. And you know, it's not for naught. You know, we're dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, and coronavirus taught us, I said this also during the virus, I want to get on to the Shiur HaLacha, but the Midrash in Tehilim, on the last Pasuk in Tehilim, Kol ha-neshama te'alel ya ha-lemuya. Every soul should thank God. The Midrash says, Al kol neshima unshima chayav ata lehodot lo. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every breath of life. I don't think that that theme rang as true as it did in all of our, you know, history, as it did during the coronavirus pandemic. Every breath of life, you have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for letting me breathe naturally and I don't have to be on a ventilator. I don't have to be ventilated, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to be trached, I don't have to be all these things. Even to breathe, people take these things for granted. It's an unbelievable thing, Rabotai. That is the Torah perspective on the idea, on the topic of Thanksgiving. So Rabotai, we're going to pause this here, and then we're going to get into the Shiur HaLacha, Rabotai.
Isn't it a sphere?